First, governors and mayors dealing with the coronavirus outbreak across the country have called on President Trump to use a law called the Defense Production Act. The law gives the president the power to boost private sector production of emergency supplies and goods. Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo last weekend calling on the Trump administration to start using the law.
The federal government should nationalize medical supply acquisition. The states simply cannot manage it. This state cannot manage it. States all across the country can't manage it. Certainly the states that are dealing with the highest caseload can't handle it. But you're hearing it all across the country from states. They just can't deal with finding the medical supplies that they need.
Now, after criticizing General Motors on Twitter this afternoon, the Trump administration has used the law ordering the company to make ventilators. Deborah Perlstein is a professor at the Cardozo School of Law at Yeshiva University. Deborah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got this breaking news today. The president had gone back and forth some on this. He said out loud that he was invoking the act, but then tweeted that he wasn't using it. He'd only use it in an emergency. So now we have the first order coming out today. Are you surprised to see him take this step now for the first time?
Well, surprised, not exactly, but it's a puzzling step, and it's still not entirely clear what it does, just looking at the order he issued. Most people, doctors, hospitals, governors, have been begging for him to use the act for more than a month now in this way. But it's really only directed to General Motors alone. That is the order the president has just issued. And it tells the Secretary of HHS to do what he determines necessary to require performance of a contract with General Motors. And that's terrific. It's certainly better than nothing. But the act actually empowers the president to require companies to accept and prioritize performance of contracts in these circumstances. Any company, every company in the United States that has the capacity to make ventilators or these needed kinds of materials and, for that matter, services. And just directing this order to General Motors seems like a very strange sort of use of the use of the Defense Production Act, and certainly a more limited use than the act would make possible.
Before we dig more deeply into what's going on right now, can you give us some background on this Defense Production Act? Where does it come from? What was the intent of it?
Sure. So it originates actually in earlier World War II era legislation, but the current law was enacted in 1950 during the Korean War, and it's been amended repeatedly since. The last time it was amended was in 2019 to extend the sunset. The legislation is always designed to sunset to 2025. Older versions included even more sweeping powers, like the president had the power to impose wage and price controls on various goods and services. Those have not been in the act for many decades. And so when you hear people like Governor Cuomo, you just quoted, and others talking about we need to nationalize these industries or nationalize these products, that's not really what the act does. Nationalizing industries usually means the government takes control of them or the government takes ownership. Really, all the act does is require companies to prioritize performance of contracts for ventilators over contracts for other goods that the factory or the company might be producing. So it's very much harnessing the capacity of private industry. It's not about nationalizing industries, and it could be partly that misunderstanding is what's leading to the very strange hesitation to use the act to its full extent.
How have we seen the act in its current form used since it was passed?
Since the 1950s, it's been used many times. In fact, the prioritization authority, the authority that it gives the president to delegate to, for example, the Secretary of Defense or the Secretary of HHS to prioritize certain government contracts, has been used particularly by the Defense Department routinely for weapon systems, not just annually, but repeatedly annually. So when our troops needed MRAPs or secured vehicles that were protected against landmines in Afghanistan, it was used for those purposes. It's been used by FEMA for disasters like the recovery in Puerto Rico from the recent hurricane. On rare occasion, it's been used by the FBI for certain limited counterterrorism needs. So it's been used repeatedly. The Trump administration itself has used it, I think most recently, to boost production of rare earth elements, which are essential for, again, certain kinds of defense weapon systems. So again, here it's a puzzle why it's a real puzzle and a real concern why it's taken so long to use it and still only in this limited way.
Is it usual to say automakers start making ventilators? Is it usually a little more of a close hit with companies that produce something more analogous, more similar to the products the government is looking for?
Well, it doesn't necessarily matter. The idea of the act is to first assess what national private capacity is to produce whatever the desperately needed good or service is, right? So this is a law that was designed for events like war or natural disaster or a terrorism emergency like 9/11. And so presumably what is needed is something that is needed very badly and in large quantity. So first the idea is, it gives the government the power to assess what our current domestic capacity is in private industry, and then to direct those industries wherever it is made, and whether it's GM that can repurpose its own factories to make ventilators as opposed to car parts, or whether it's ventilator factories themselves. The idea is to use whatever capacity we can legitimately find to produce as many of these products or services as we can, as quickly as we can. And so it's great that GM might have the capacity to be producing ventilators, but presumably there are also ventilator companies that have the capacity to produce ventilators, and why we're not also using this act toward all of those companies is again the puzzle.
We're talking to Deborah Perlstein from the Cardozo School of Law. The Defense Production Act, President Trump invoked it for one specific case, General Motors, to get them to make ventilators. Deborah, it's the Defense Production Act. If my company is told to make something, can I legally challenge it, saying, hey, wait a minute, this isn't a military emergency, this isn't a national security, this is a health thing, this is stretching the intent of the act?
Question. And originally, it's originally designed in World War II, and then even at the Korean War, the act did define defense needs much more closely, as much more closely tied to war or traditional national defense weapon systems and so forth. But over the years, as it's been amended, the definition of the kinds of emergencies and disasters to which the act applies have been broadened. So now things like pandemics in particular fit really comfortably within the kinds of emergencies that the act applies to. It's still called the Defense Production Act because that's what it had in mind, back in the 1950s. But today it's been amended and long before the current crisis to enable its use for emergencies or crises the government might have to deal with of a variety of kinds, and certainly this kind.
My understanding is that some business groups have cautioned the White House against doing this, saying, hey, we've got a market here. Businesses will react to this demand for products and they will come through without invoking this act. Is there a case to be made there?
Well, so my understanding is that that's the argument that the Trump administration itself has made and says it has heard from businesses. And while it's conceivable that there would have been an argument about that when the need became clear 2 months ago that ventilators were going to be in terribly short supply as this virus advanced. It has also been clear, just reading the news reports in the New York Times and sources right throughout, Fox News, CNN, quoting CEOs in places like General Motors that say, you know, what we're looking for is direction from the federal government. There's a lot of confusion. We're not sure how many we should make. We're not sure how much we should ramp up capacity. So it had become clear, I think, at least in the last month, that waiting for some sort of voluntary will take care of it without actual instruction or coordination by the federal government, which is really the only entity in the position to do that, was not going to produce, and in fact has not produced any results.
Let's talk about that coordination issue. Even if this act is invoked on a larger scale, we know that mayors and governors and hospital leaders are trying to get their hands on a lot of this equipment, and a lot of them are saying, They're in competition with each other. They're in competition with the federal government. What is the role then of the federal government if they invoke the Defense Production Act to make sure that the products go where they're needed, when they're needed?
Well, exactly. And that is exactly the idea of the Defense Production Act. So it doesn't only empower the president to require companies to prioritize performance of certain contracts, to accept and prioritize performance of contracts for whatever the particular materials are. It also empowers the president to allocate the materials produced to where they're needed most at the time they're needed most. So as you watch these maps that Johns Hopkins and every state government, you know, produces that you can find online of where the worst outbreaks of the virus are at any given time, right now New York and New Jersey are terrible hotspots, among others, in the United States. The idea would be you rush ventilators, in this case, for example, to those spots, and as those cases peak, and as those cases then begin to wane, you're able to redirect that capacity, and as more capacity comes online, you're able to redirect that capacity to places where, you know, they're like Florida. Cases are increasing rapidly, but they're still a little bit behind where New York and New Jersey are. I think one of the great sort of pleas and tragedies one hears from public health experts and doctors and hospitals, particularly in New York, now is that, you know, we're there now. So just beginning production today is not necessarily going to help. Is not necessarily going to help at this point. We can hope, depending on how quickly this comes online, that it may help other states down the line.
And briefly, Deborah, what are you watching for next with the possible wider use of this power?
I'm watching for two things. One, I'm watching for another order and hoping for another order that expands it much beyond just GM. And two, I would still like to see Congress do what it can do, which is simply direct the president to use this authority or direct the Secretary of HHS to use this authority. That is, Congress has delegated this power to the president. But if the president won't use it, Congress still has the power to order companies to do exactly the same thing. So if the president's not acting, Congress could, and we should be asking them to do that as well.
Deborah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Deborah Perlstein, professor at the Cardozo School of Law at Yeshiva University in New York. She joined us today to talk about the Defense Production Act and President Trump's decision to use the law for one limited case for the first time today in the coronavirus outbreak.